And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Boy, what a great guest we have today. Fishing expert, binocular expert, and all-around good guy, Captain Jimmy Kingsmill is here from GyroPros.com. We're going to have a great show talking binoculars and fishing and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, you nailed it. You want to talk about having the pro of gyros? Yeah. We got him today, man. The gyro pro of gyro pros. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he just showed us a picture of a biggest swordfish I've ever seen.
That's 500 pounder. No big deal.
No, yeah.
It's Jimmy. It's all good.
Yeah. Morning, Jimmy.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great.
Thanks for being
so
here.
What have you been? You've been traveling and fishing and nonstop, right?
Yeah, it's been busy. I'm working on two boats right now. I got the Chaser and Dana Point, the Viking. I've worked for Greg for 10-15 years, yeah. And then I just got a new boat. It's a 65 Hoquiam pilot house.
Ooh.
Called Ramble on Rose, and we've been up and down Cabo and back, I don't know, 3 or 4 times in 2 years. And
wow,
young owner, young family, having a great time.
How fun.
It. Yeah,
awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. And you're just in the Sea of Cortez now, and you're going to cruise that with the family. And
yeah, the owner just bought a condo in Costa Palmas Marina and 100-foot boat dock in front of his condo.
So rad.
How fun.
Nice. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. looking at 50 tailors coming into the harbor, you're just like, oh, this is going to be
nice. They're going to be in some trouble.
How do you run two boats at one time?
Greg doesn't use it a bunch, you know. He uses it mostly seasonally, so, and they're both had been in Dana Point, and that was pretty easy for me, just down the street. So it's busy.
Yeah, it's busy. I was going to say
fun busy, busy, though.
For sure.
It's a good busy, yeah.
Yeah. So your business now is gyropros.com, which, of course, we've had. It's been a while since Jimmy. He hasn't even been in the world headquarters. That's how long it's been since he was here. But GyroPros, of course, sells gyro binoculars, right?
Yep. And we sell the Fraser binoculars. And it was kind of we've always been able to sell more than we can produce.
Right.
And the company was, it's a military-based company, and they sell mil-spec products, and they were doing lots of research and development, and we were kind of second fiddle getting stuff fixed, and now they've gone away from that, and we've opened it back up, and there's four old-time employees that want to build and fix gyro binoculars, and that's all we're doing right now. We're trying to make a go at that with, reducing the size of the company. And
now it's no longer a giant military company. Now it's just a focused, we build binoculars and you come buy them binoculars.
You got it.
You come first now, not second.
The customer.
In a good way.
In a good way.
The best way.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. We just got to sell some units and keep the ball rolling and keep these things fixed because they do break. They're a super precise piece of equipment. And you got a ring spinning at 12,000 RPMs.
12,000 RPMs.
It's got to be
balanced. Crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
There's one guy been balancing motors in the shop, Raleigh. He's been, I think, doing it for 25 or 30 years.
Wow. And think about the precision that takes. I mean, that's unreal.
Yeah. So there's a brass ring that spins. They spool it up, and there's like this machine that looks like it was built in the 50s, and it's got a little squiggly line. If the line's squiggly, that thing's not balanced. And he's got a little grinder, and he'll know
makes little micro adjustments,
a little micro adjustment, and then spool it back up. And he's got to wait till that line is perfectly straight, perfectly smooth, and then he can put it on the motor and
crazy
assemble all the parts. It's very precise, very handmade, one off every unit.
Why is it important to have a pair of gyro binoculars on the boat when you're fishing?
Well, what it's become, you know, was just a fishing marlin, fine and tailor thing, and now it's just a straight-up information,
totally
instant information gathering of every kind you can imagine. It was, you know, hey, this is the marlin thing, and I'd find myself going up to Northern California salmon fishing and stuff, and you're like, hey, this guy's getting bit all the time. What's he doing? And you pull up the gyros, and you go, oh, he's got an apex, green
Light,
and he's doing 50 pulls on his line, and you just instant gather information.
Right.
And you just catch. You just mimic who's doing the successful stuff, and it's, anywhere from finding birds to seeing who's doing what.
Finding a kelp.
Yep.
Whatever.
It's the most important tool you can have, and until you have a very sophisticated sonar, which might be an equal fish finding tool, but that is out of the realm on a lot of boats. Like, it is undeniably, you catch the majority of your fish with your eyeballs, whether it's seeing a bird or seeing a breaking fish or seeing a kelp or see whatever it is. And if you can change that distance from with your naked eye, you can see a few hundred yards to a few miles. Like, you're fishing such a much bigger piece of the ocean with those things. There's no denying it is such an important tool.
For sure. Well, we have Tony on the line from the factory. Good morning, Tony.
From Gyro Binos.
Good morning.
The actual factory back in Pennsylvania, Gyro Binos.
Tony's the new manager, and he's running the show.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, first of all, we want to thank you for keeping Gyro Binos going, because all of us that own Fraser binoculars want to keep them going, because we wouldn't live without them.
Yeah,
we don't
sure.
know what we'd do without them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is, to be honest, the only thing I know how to do, so I'm glad that it kept going.
So,
it's what I've been doing for the last 23 years, so I'm happy to keep it going.
So tell us about the Jimmy brought in a new pair of the Bi-Lights, the new Bi-Lights. Tell us about
S250.
The S250. Tell us about those.
Well, they were originally designed to supposed to be lighter and slimmer for military requests, but that version that came out was the Bi-Light, and I think we all kind of didn't like that one too much. So it was redesigned into the S250, so it became heavier again, but it's, in my opinion, it's easier to hold. It's more ergonomic. I think it's, I don't think it's necessarily any more rugged or rough, but it definitely has a more modern look to it compared to the M25V or Mariner or Observer. But otherwise, the insides are practically the same. The optics are a little bit different on the objective and eyepieces, but that's because the overall dimensions change. But other than that, it's pretty much the same thing. The heart of it is exactly the same that's in the M25E. The same gimbal, same motor, same prisms. So it's pretty much the same in terms of its performance.
Now, for those of us that still own a pair of Bi-Lights, it's that the Bi-Lights are old school. They still work, and you guys still repair them.
Still serviceable.
But this is just kind of the next level of Bi-Light. Right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, which is a good thing because I love my Bi-Lights. They're great. They work.
It's hard to describe the performance out of a pair of Fraser binoculars that somebody gets. That, you know, it's one of those things that you can hear about it all day long. It's not until you put those things up to your eye and you uncage that gyro where it's just like, okay, that's it. You know, whatever this, you know, are they expensive? Absolutely. Are they an investment? You know, for sure they are. But as soon as you put them up to your eye, especially when you're on a moving boat, it instantly becomes a that's it. You have to have this piece of equipment.
You do.
It's game-changing. You fish, you don't fish boats. You fish conditions, you don't fish boats. You know, you don't have to follow boats. If there's a big crowd of boats, you can leave the crowd and go find your own fish. And without it, your odds are very slim without gyros.
If there's a big crowd of boats, in 1 second you could confirm everybody's got one going or every dude is just standing around there looking at his buddy. I mean, if you can see a dot on the horizon that looks like a boat, you can pick up those Frasers and you can see if the guy's drinking a Coke or a Pepsi, you know, when he's driving the wheel. I mean, they're that much of a game changer.
They are.
It's the one piece of equipment that will catch more fish in your lifetime than anything. Device you'll ever buy.
I totally agree.
You can buy an Omni sonar for $100,000, but that thing only goes 1,000 feet. The gyros go 8 miles.
8 miles.
Yep.
You can see them.
You can see a bird school at 8 miles.
So Tony, why were these originally developed? Why did they develop gyro binoculars?
Well, it was a need for the military. The Army needed it. There were previous versions that came out. The first versions were monoculars, and we're going back into the 70s here, and it just kind of evolved until throughout the 80s and 90s there was a version called the Mark 10, which was pretty much a predecessor to our modern M25Es and S250s. So it was all out of drive from the military. The company was forever a military contractor, and the owner, Dave Fraser, is one of the guys who developed the Steady Eye technology. I'm pretty sure he holds the patents on them. And it just was pretty much military needs, and it wasn't until Jim came around some 20 years ago, whatever it was, that we really started to develop a commercial line.
Interesting.
But it was all military needs, Army mostly. They tried developing for the Coast Guard, but for some reason they never picked up on it.
Has the military gone to a different type of technology? Is that why they're not really doing gyro binoculars?
No, I think they just haven't deployed as many. So from what I understand, there's thousands and thousands of them sitting in a warehouse in Alabama. So they have more than they need.
For us.
For us.
Yeah, exactly.
So that should brings into the account the Mariner, which is the heavier kind of old school version, but still a wonderful version.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
Those are... I have one of each, and I got to say the Mariner is amazing. Yeah, but they're both fantastic. The Mariner is still available, but in a reconditioned mode, right?
Correct,
Tony?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The military sent us back a couple thousand old units and like a deal. I forget exactly what the terms of the deal was, but we would give them so many new M25A1s, which is the S250's military version. We would give them so many, and they gave us all this material, and then we would demilitarize it for them because they would have had to have done that anyway.
Perfect.
So we demilitarize it, and then we rebuild them. But in all X-25Es, there are new motors. There's new bearings throughout, and often new glass as well. So it's not like everything is used. Mostly the plastic and the metal framing and stuff like that is old.
But you're getting the buying advantage of buying a quote-unquote used pair that's got mostly all new internals and has a warranty. So now you're getting the highest-end gear, but you're getting to buy it at a, quote, used price.
Yeah, and another interesting fact about this material is this was deployed into Afghanistan. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff is like, you know, it's seen its day in the downrange in the field. So, I mean, that's kind of neat.
That's right.
Yeah, just a little bit of a war history with them, too. So,
compare the two units, the new Bi-Lite versus the reconditioned Mariner. Are the parts basically similar? It's just the frame box?
Yeah, the outer housing mostly. The PC board is different. The PC board is much more modern. It's a quarter of the size as the old version in the Mariner. The Mariner's PC board is like 4 inches by 5 inches. It's kind of large. Now it's like a tiny strip. It's like it's itty bitty compared to. So there's a lot of empty space, but that's why there's also like an acoustic difference. If you guys have used either one of them, you might notice they sound a little different. That's because the PC board would cover the gimbal assembly completely inside the Mariner or M25E. And on the S250, it's kind of just like an open cavity. So it kind of reverberates a little more. So unfortunately, the S250s might sound a little bit louder than the M25Es, but we're trying to figure out ways to dampen that sound, though.
It still sounds not that bad, though. I mean, it's not, not super noisy.
We were trying to think of spraying it with something that might sound dampen it.
You sure don't hear it over a generator and over a clicker going off and your buddy trying to tell you some story that you heard 25 times and, hey, I got one. Like, you don't ever – that the noise of the motor goes away real fast.
Yeah, and the battery is different too. But then other than that, it's all the same. The gimbal, the heart of it all is the same. It's two prisms in a gimbal frame with a gyroscope motor in the middle. And it's the same exact one that's in all the military units. It's in the same one that's in all the Mariners and Observers from years and years and years. It was never redesigned.
Do the optics differ?
Yes, and the eyepieces differ, and the objective lenses are different. But that's because the overall dimensions change. So because the eyepieces might be further apart on the S250, I believe, we had to have new lenses redesigned.
Got it.
When we first tried it didn't work at all. It was a mess. Everything was out of focus, and we couldn't. And we had engineers that designed new lenses for the S250.
Okay.
And for the Bi-Lite. That one's different, too. So all three have different lenses.
All right. So prisms. So the Bi-Lite is the original lightweight one. The S250 is the new model.
Yes.
That basically looks very similar, but it's really got a nice modern look. It's got the yellow case. They still all are waterproof. They still all float.
I was going to ask that. Which is the best. Which is a really nice thing.
Yeah, that's
why they're all purged with nitrogen.
They're filled with nitrogen, and that's why they float.
Yes. Well, the time we keep them from fogging up when you go from cold to hot. And it's sealed in there, so it should always remain that way. So, and if you do drop it in the water, it should float. And wow. It should remain fog-free.
Yeah. We don't recommend throw them overboard. Yeah. But
I don't ever want to test that out, but I've heard of enough stories that that they float.
Jimmy's got a story, right?
Yeah, we've lost a pair overboard, and I know guys that that have lost the black ones overboard.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's going to be tough.
And they lost them.
I'll bet.
Because you can't see them.
They were running because they don't float, you know, high. They float low in the water. And we're fishing a tournament. One day we had a guy on top of the hardtop in a bean bag gyroing, and I didn't know that he went down to take a leak.
Oh, no.
And he put the gyros in the bean bag, and it was like, hey, I'm going to make a move, you know, bring the jigs in, we're going to make a move. And I spooled it up, and I hear this bonk.
Oh.
And I'm running, I'm scratching my head for a second, and I go, wait a minute. And I pull the throttles back, and my tower guy says, was that gyros? Because we have headsets on. And my tower guy goes, hey, were those gyros? You know, did I hear that thud? And I go, oh, I think so. And I pop my head up on top of the hardtop, and here's the beanbags kind of floating.
Oh, no.
Upside down.
Oh, no.
And I go, oh, crap. And I pulled it back. Start before I could go 90 degrees to turn around, my tower guy turns around with his gyros and goes, I got him.
And they were floating.
And they were floating. And he saw them instantly in the gyros because they were yellow.
That's great.
Wow.
So we just turned around, picked them up, washed them off fresh water, and kept fishing.
Come on.
Yeah, it bounced one time on the hardtop and didn't hurt
it. It was fine.
That's right.
Wow.
You were
not recommended, but, you know, it functioned.
You know, it originally being a military product, I remember you saying that was one of the specs that, you know, for it to be part of those, you know, things that it had to be able to take X amount of abuse. And, you know, that abuse is likely more than we were going to ever give it in a fishing scenario. Again, not something you want to test out, but knowing that, you know, you're making an investment, but those things are going to, they're going to take what you throw at them.
Yeah, the military, what I was told, and Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, is that they would lay out 50 units. Before the military accepted the units, they would set out 50 binoculars, and the inspectors had a piece of 3/4 inch plywood on a cement floor, laid it flat, and they grabbed a random device out of the 50, just grabbed one of them, and they dropped it 4 times at different angles from 18 inches, and it had to survive.
Yeah, that is
true?
The stress test. Yes, absolutely. I've sat through two of those with the bilates and the SC50s. It's very nerve-wracking.
I can't imagine.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Jimmy Kingsmill, and as long as Tony can stay with us, we'll see how he hangs with us right from the gyrobinos.com factory there back there. The guy that builds them has joined us, too. So a nice bonus here. Thanks to Tony for joining us here. And great show lined up for today.
Man, so much cool stuff to cover. Going to be a great time. And what great timing with that fish really coming back into gear and the great fishing in front of us, having Tony and Jimmy here. It's just going to be a lot of fun and a lot of great info for you. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. Text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to text in your questions to Jimmy, the only way to do so is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. No junk mail, no nothing. It's a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup anywhere in the country. And you can catch all of the archive shows. If you missed last week, so you want to hear some of the great info from the Dana kickoff sale, whatever it might be, you can hear all of the past shows through that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's your only way to text in your question to the show. Also, make sure you include your contact info when you do send us a text, because if you're the winner of the big prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to be able to send it to you. And what a killer prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty, going fishing with Captain Taro at a Fisherman's Landing. Some great full-day fishing going on right now. I know the guys had an excellent day on Yellowtail yesterday, pulled on a bunch of big bluefins that all went away on them. I mean, there's some really big fish in our local zone right now. And, you know, seeing the, both the San Diego and the Liberty catching, you know, fish in excess of 100 pounds on full-day trips already this year. So exciting. Again, one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty. Again, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or send us those texts on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Years ago, there was a place called a service station. Friendly people that care. Well, that attitude is alive and well at Summit Gasoline in the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, and salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. The low prices are not just at the pump. How many gas stations do you know that sell fishing license 24 hours a day or sell gourmet coffee for 99 cents or a complete sandwich meal including fountain drink for $6.95? Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking gyros, talking gyrobinos.com. Lots of fun here this morning, man. This is going to be some great info.
Yeah, so we should talk about how we can buy them. And you can either buy them through gyropros.com or through gyrobinos.com. Right, Jimmy?
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. So all the SoCal guys, if you need them immediately, you got an emergency kind of thing, I'm going to stock some. And you can
and you're in San Clemente. So
I'm in San Clemente. It goes to San Diego, L.A. real quick. But right now we want to stimulate the factory and keep them rolling, keep their payroll going, keep their rent paid. So I'm going to ask that everybody goes just straight to gyrobinos.com, and you can buy an S250 or you can buy an M25E refurbished. And those are the only two items on the website, and that money goes directly to Tony and paying the bills.
Great, yeah. So, and then price-wise, what are we looking at?
So the refurbished unit's $3,600, and the new S2...
With a one-year warranty.
With a one-year warranty, and the new S250 is $4,995, and it's a two-year warranty.
Two-year warranty. Yeah.
And that if you can wait a week to get it. So basically, Tony has units pre-constructed, and depending on if we have different colored boots, you can request a black boot or yellow boot. or a tan boot if we have them in stock, and then he'll put the boot on and finalize it and ship it out, and it'll ship direct to you from Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. All right. All right. And Tony, so how quick is the turnaround on that, Tony?
Well, typically about a week, and again, it depends on our inventory and what we have available. So we currently have all three boots in-house, very low on tan. There's only a few tan left, but we do have black and yellow. So they would ship pretty quickly now. We have a good inventory of everything, except for the M25Es, unfortunately. We did finally get in touch with the vendor because they were ghosting us, it seems. And our lead time for yellow boots for Mariners right now is 20 weeks. And so we're kind of looking to see if we can change to another vendor because that's too long.
So kind of what we're doing on the M25E, if they come with a black boot and you want a yellow boot, is that since a yellow boot's not available yet, you just buy it black, and if you ever have to have the thing serviced, you just request, hey, I want to swap it out to a yellow boot when return it.
Available.
No problem.
Yeah. So in other words, the M25E, which is the refurbished Mariner, comes only in black boots.
Right, right now.
Yeah, right now.
Till we get the yellow boots.
Sure. Yeah. And then you can have them swapped out. But the S250, which is the new version of the Bylight, is in yellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yellow, tan, or black.
Oh, all three?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. Great. All right. Fantastic. Hey, we have some big news.
Yeah.
I mean, like giant news here in the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet. And to make that big announcement, we have Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Hey, Art.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing great. First, how many pair of gyro binoculars do you have on the Searcher?
I think it's five.
Yeah. My point exactly. You got to have them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a game changer. We often talk about, back when Fujinon came out with their 7x50s, that was the pair of binoculars that you needed to have. And everybody ran out and got some. And, that's 30 years ago now, I'm sure. And get somebody in the mast or on the roof with a pair of gyro-stabilized binoculars, and they find a kelp, and they say, 3 miles away at 1 o'clock, and start going that way, and pick up a pair of 750s to see if you can see them, and there's just no way. I don't know how we caught anything back then.
I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Really something. You had to be pretty close to it to see it, and they're well worth the money, and they're an important tool, and it's essential that you have them.
Absolutely. So what is happening on the Searcher, Art?
Well, exciting news. Celia and I have signed a lease purchase agreement with Mike Totter and Josh Evans. Mike Totter's been with us now for 6 years and has been running the boat pretty much exclusively and is doing a fantastic job. His best friend and lifelong friend of Josh Evans is our head chef, and so they have agreed to lease the Searcher with an option to purchase it at a future date, and so we're excited about that. There's not going to be a whole lot of changes to the operation. It's one of those things where, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Things have been going pretty well the last decade and successful, and so that's the news. It's exciting. It's a win-win. They're super excited to have this opportunity to get into ownership, and it's an opportunity for Celia and Art to end our careers, and we're super happy about that. I will say that for continuity purposes, Celia is going to be in the office for an undetermined time, at least another year until the transition is done, and Mike and Josh find somebody to take her place. So, you know, no need to worry about getting your deposit in or your questions answered from an office standpoint, because Celia's still going to be there, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be around and going to help on a, you know, kind of a consulting basis, and make sure that the guys are doing things right. And it's exciting. It's a great time for, and it's a, you know, a change in searcher sport fishing, but it's a good change.
Yeah, it is. And congratulations to you and Celia, and as well as Mike and Josh too, for their tremendous opportunity on a basically a historic, legendary boat that will be around with them for years and years and years and years. So they're out fishing on their first trip this weekend. Did you hear from them? They catching fish?
I know that late yesterday he was seeing signs of fish, so I'm hoping that he had a good night there. And I have not heard from him this morning, so. But, you know, that's something kind of odd, is that, you know, usually Mike would call at 7 in the morning and 7 at night, and we didn't get a call, so.
Well, he's trying to get your,
different.
He's trying to let your retirement begin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations to you and Celia. We're very excited for their opportunity and for your guys' opportunity. Certainly worked hard for it and well-deserved. And as I said, nothing's going to change on the searcher except just going to keep on fishing. And your season has started on the searcher now. They went for the first trip, like I said. And so if you want to go, book a trip now, because I know most of the season is pretty much full, right?
Yeah, and there's an opportunity if you go on the website there, searchersportfishing.com, that if there's a trip that meets your schedule but it's sold out, there's a way to enter your name and your email address and your contact info there and get on a wait list. And if, you know, things change, people's schedules change, so if there's a cancellation, then Celia can go to the wait list and possibly getting on the trip that meets your schedule. So just because it's sold out, there may be an opportunity to book a spot.
Gotcha. All right. Congratulations, Art. SearchersportFishing.com, and we're very excited for all of you.
Yeah,
thanks
great
a lot
news,
for
Art.
Making the big announcement. Appreciate that very much. All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Well, the phones are absolutely packed up, and same with the text. And we're going to start it off with a text message. Hey, guys, this is Danny from Oceanside. Can you explain a little more on how gyro technology works? I've really been wanting to get a pair. I've been hearing about it on Let's Talk Hookup for years, and I'm really I'm ready to make the jump, but I don't know what to look for in a good pair of binoculars. That's from Danny in Oceanside.
So he's looking for the technology, how it works. So basically a gyro, if you take the best way I can explain to explain how it works is you take the front wheel of a bicycle, you hold the one half of the shaft, you know, the shaft of the axle that spins, and you spin the bicycle wheel as fast as you can, and then try to move the center of the axle. It don't move.
Yeah.
The centrifugal force keeps it from moving. So
when the tire's not spinning, you can move it left or right, no problem. You get that tire spinning and hold on to it. That's it. It's staying steady.
Yeah, it's staying steady. So the motor spools up a brass ring to approximately 12,000 RPMs. And once that spools up, there's a mechanism, a gimbal, that the prisms all float on. And there's a cage and end cage. So that switch on the gyro is going to release that shaft and let the centrifugal force hold the image steady. It's literally floating in air on the centrifugal force, and it, what it does is it just allows for greater magnification on your lens. So like a 7x50 binocular, like Art was talking about, like that was the cat's meow when that came out, you know, the old Zeiss non-stabilized binocular. You couldn't really get more than 7 power because it was, you couldn't hold it.
You can't hold it steady.
You can't hold the image. When you, the farther you look, the more shakiness is going to be at the end what you're looking at. So it's so blurry you can't tell. Like when we were fishing with them, you could really only use them down swell.
Yeah.
And when you were going up swell, you just looked with naked eye and
hope you found one.
Hope you found something cruising by the boat. But
I hope you run one over.
So, but with the gyro, with the stabilization, you can, you know, double the magnification, and you're just covering such a bigger piece of water that it,
it's
a game changer.
You were saying that Art on the Searcher was one of the first customers for Fraser.
He was one of the first sport guys in San Diego to go with it, and as you can see, he's got five of them.
He's got five of them now. Yeah, for sure. And Tony, that technology of the spinning wheel inside, 12,000 RPM. What powers that?
So on the M25E is 2 AA batteries, and on the S250 is the CR123 battery, which is essentially equal to 2 AA's, and it's 3 volts. So and you can typically get typically about 8 hours of use out of a set of batteries.
And that's nice because there's no internal battery to charge or change or anything. You don't need to worry about that because they just pop in, pop out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like when we use,
and go ahead, sorry.
Oh yeah, just when on the AA batteries on the Mariner, I'm getting a full 12-hour day.
Yeah,
never change the battery. So I throw in new Duracells in the morning and never turn the device off until the anchor goes down.
Yeah.
And it's all day. And the CR123 battery, I tend to get a little bit less time out of it than the difference is that the AA battery will slowly drain and the device will still work, but you're like, hey, I'm getting a little wobbly at the end of the day. Whereas the CR123 just shuts off. It just boop. It's like, okay, it's full power
it's
all
perfect
the way through,
all the time, and then nothing.
And then nothing.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, Tony, question about that is when you use either the S250 or the M25E Mariner, is it better to just leave it on all day?
That's a good question.
Or is it, should you turn it off if you know you're not going to pick it up for an hour or so?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I think Jim would be better to answer that. Because we don't, we just assemble them and build them. I have never done a full day visual test on them like that. The only thing we've done in factory is we would turn them on and run them and then check for when they shut off in terms of long-term use of the batteries. So with the
AA batteries, we're just leaving them on all day. Never turn them off. And the S250 with the lithium, I'm turning it off. If I'm going to set them down for a while, I turn them off.
Does that change at all if you're running or potentially bouncing around a little bit more or anything like that? I mean, does it just not matter?
It doesn't.
In terms of powering on, powering off?
Powering on, you can leave them on. It doesn't matter. It's the cage and uncage. Mm-hmm. It's the flipping the switch of whether the prisms and the gimbal's floating or you cage it, meaning you lock it back in place. And that's in the off position on the cage and uncage button.
That's an important thing. Tony, let's talk about that for a second because there's a button on both of them where you uncage to be able to see to stabilize the image. That technology is more fragile than if it was caged. Is that right?
Well, the bearings are high-speed bearings, and they are kind of fragile. And from what I understand from one of the fellows at the factory from the bearing company is that they get about a 500 to 1,000-hour lifespan on those bearings. So, and unfortunately, it's just what it is. They tend to go bad. And any kind of shock in certain directions, like if you drop it onto the front, you're more likely to damage the bearings than if it fell on the side because of the way that the motor is lined up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have it uncaged and somebody says, hey, let me see, when you hand those binoculars over, do you want to cage it or do you want to just transfer it over uncaged?
I think it's always good to cage it until you find where you want to look and then uncage it.
Gotcha. All right. So when you put it up your eyes, uncage it. That's
correct.
That'll help the life of the binocular.
Yeah, and it will also keep you from finding what you're looking for faster.
Gotcha. All right. That's good information. A question from Kevin in San Clemente says, Jim and Tony, I can't wait for my chance to try out a pair of binoculars. Please go over the warranty and what does it cover, what does it not cover?
Okay, well, it pretty much covers anything that goes wrong with it, even if it's dropped or fallen or, you know, kicked or whatever. If it's not working, we'll fix it.
And that's for 2 years on the new unit and then 1 year on the refurbished unit.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter. It's like a rod that if you break it in your door, if it says lifetime warranty, it's got a warranty on it, right?
Yeah. And the other thing we can do is you got Brian and Anthony at Baker Marine who can work on them and
yes.
fix them. And basically, you want to go to them when you're out of warranty. If it's within the warranty period,
send it back to Pennsylvania.
And if it's out of warranty, they're available to do
they just become a secondary,
well.
Just as good. Warranty work has to be done at the factory.
Yes.
They're fantastic binocular mechanics. And
well,
so if it's out of warranty, one or the other.
Yes.
Just so you know, they only do certain repairs. They don't do everything. So we've received repairs as much as, we recommend that if it's, they'll send it to us if they can't fix it, but there are plenty of scenarios where they don't have the tooling.
Sure.
To be able to fix them.
Yeah.
They have a very basic repair options where they just plug and play. If they can unplug it and put it on, then they do that. Any more difficult stuff, it comes to us.
Okay. That's good information for sure. Hey, let's go live to the water right now. Mike's on the tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Mike.
So, yeah, there's some bluefin fishing to be had last night. Nice good pace from what it's been. We got beat up pretty bad on our better school, but we did end up with a dozen of those things. Most of them were probably in the 70, 80-pound range. We had fish from 60 to 110 pounds. I think everybody got to see it. I don't know exactly how it was across the board, but some guys had some very, very good nights. And I don't know what we had. We probably hooked 30 fish to get what we had last
Ooh.
Night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but they're biting. Good news is they're biting.
Back
right?
on the bite.
They are biting, and we have nice weather. A little bit of a leftover swell, but very nice weather. Looks like that's going to continue. And, yeah, just tangles were – I don't even know how to describe what happened at about 2 o'clock this morning. It was we talk about this all the time. Some of our better fishermen are – better catches had last night were on rental gear. Like, I think our first stop, we ended up with four, and I think three of those were on rent rods. Just
nice.
It doesn't take a whole lot. You know, we do a very in-depth seminar, and we went through. We marked everybody's line last night so they know where, 200 feet is, 300 feet is. And it paid off. That the rental guys had a pretty epic night. We got some fish up on our Facebook page, but I think at one point, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, I think we had 16 fish going or something ridiculous. It was active.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sounds great. Well, do you have some spots available in the upcoming days to go get on this fish while it's biting?
We're out tomorrow night. We only have 8 reservations right now. Pizza Port sponsored trip, free pizza tomorrow night. Half off delicious Pizza Port beer, but, getting out here with a light load, what we had last night was very, very good. And, I mean, a few less anglers may have changed that or just, getting guys to follow their line. But something you don't have to worry about was, 10 people on an 80-foot boat.
Right.
That's
well, don't get me wrong. Follow your line. Please follow your line.
Yeah, right.
But it is much less of an issue.
All right. Well, hey, we're looking forward to having you in the studio next week. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to book a tribute trip, how do we do that?
You can give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. Like I said, we've got a few pictures up on Facebook right now, and we'll have some up on Instagram later of what we're catching. And there's also some pretty good yellowtail to be had, which is what we're looking for now. And we'll be back at the bluefin thing here again tonight with
we lost him. Yeah, on the sat phone.
Well, certainly some good fishing to be had, though.
Yeah.
Great to hear that those things are biting again, for sure.
Yeah.
And appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, you can be able to stick with us, or you got to go?
I got to go. I'm sorry.
All right. All good. Well, thank you for joining us. And I know Jimmy will keep things rolling here. And, of course, gyrobinos.com. Gyrobinos.com is your website. Keep up the great work.
Yeah.
We really appreciate here what you're doing and keeping this alive for us. Because what we do, I can't imagine being without. It's just... It's like the thought of that is almost scary, right?
Yeah, keep it up, buddy. We're stoked, Tony.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, Jimmy, we're going to put you on the spot here. That's what you fish.
Oh, yeah.
Shimano.
Nothing but.
Okay, let's talk about bluefin. What's your favorite outfit for fishing this bluefin?
I'm just getting into the railroad. We're all this IGFA yacht boat stuff where you got to harness up and stuff. And I just rigged a couple railroads, and I made this special, like, a tube that goes in a rod holder so they can rod rail without being on their knees.
Ah.
And I got a tuna, you know, rod rail rod and a TAC 25. I just don't know.
TAC 25.
Yeah, TAC 25 is
the real.
It's just it can do everything. You can cast with it. You can catch giant fish with it. It holds plenty of line. You know, you put your 80-pound braid on it, whatever, and it's just on. And you get your depth hunter line, and it measures out 100 feet. You know exactly what to draw. That's it.
It's so money.
Stuff.
So money.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, a sport boat guy is not going to look at your TAC 25 and say, oh, that's not big enough. Because you can catch anything on a TAC 25.
Even a 20. You can catch pretty
even
much
a 20.
Anything.
Yeah.
That same kind of deal.
Yeah, the 25 is just a little insurance.
Just a little extra insurance. So you got it right from the man, Jimmy Kingsmill, Shimano, Talica, and Railrod. Nothing beats it.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking binoculars. What a great show.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phones, Rick. If you want to get through, have a chance to win that trip on the Liberty, there's your chance at 213-432-1090 and talk to one of the best fishing guys in Southern California.
Right, you got it, buddy. Let's talk to Armin, who's got us from Seal Beach this morning. Go on, Armin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually practicing my SG knot right now. I'm going to head out on the Pegasus tomorrow night.
All right.
So my question is about the binoculars. So I want to know a little bit about some of the maintenance that one can do at home, just for like maybe just general binocular maintenance, because if you get sunscreen or something on the lens and you want to clean it off, what should I do?
Good question.
So really the only maintenance there is, and like on the if you have the Mariner – the eyepieces are detachable, and there's a little spring-loaded button that you turn counterclockwise. And you can pull that eyepiece off, and you want to clean the lens on the inside of that, both sides. There's a lens on the binocular side, and there's a lens on the inside of the eyepiece. And this might shock you a little bit, but you take a Q-tip and acetone to clean
what?
The lens.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that freaked me out.
Come on.
Oh,
that freaked
me out. No way.
You can actually put the acetone right on the lens?
The acetone on a Q-tip and clean your lens. And that's straight from Tony.
Really?
That's straight from Tony.
Okay.
And I was shocked myself because I used to use, you know, alcohol.
Yeah, sure.
You know, dip your Q-tip in alcohol. But that's where the what you're going to see is on the inside of that eyepiece. That's where the debris, little particles.
Whatever,
little,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the where you want to clean. That's the most important part is inside that eyepiece. And when you put the eyepiece back on, make sure that spring-loaded button clicks back into place, because that's what that eyepiece will fall off in the water, and that doesn't sink. I mean, it doesn't float.
Yeah.
Put it that way. And I've had somebody lose an eyepiece once.
Really?
Where it went overboard.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's an expensive eyepiece.
Yeah. So you can actually take the eyepiece out.
The eyepiece comes off of the Mariner M25E.
Oh, okay.
So, and what that used to do was, is they put night vision or different powered, you know, they had, at one time, you could get 10 power, 12 power, 14 power, and 16 power. And I tried all the different powers, and I came back to 14 every time.
14's where it's at.
Yeah, and, like, 16 is not good. It's too much.
Too much.
It's just not. You can't steady it. It's just.
It's like going back to the old 750s. You just can't do it.
It just doesn't work. The 14 works great.
That's it.
That's it. That's what we use is the 14.
Explain binocular power to people that may not understand what 7x50, 15x40, whatever.
So I'm not the expert in the – it's the powers is like a 7 power. You're going to see like 4 times greater with 14 power than you will with – even though the math says it's double, you're going to see like 4 times further.
4 times further.
The way the magnification works on powers. And the other one is optical zoom, and you see that a lot in cameras. And so to equate like a 14 power, you're going to have to do about, I think it's like 30 or 35 optical zoom to be equivalent to a 14 power lens.
So 14 by 40... Why isn't it 14 by 50? Because you'd have a wider field of view.
You get a wider field of view. The 14 by 40, and so like a 7 by 50, so you're less power, but you're looking at a wider piece. You're looking at a much shorter distance.
Right.
So your overall width at the end of the road is less.
Less.
But when you go 14 by 40, it's just a happy medium. You go too big on either part or too small, it's not
this
happy.
This is what works.
This is what's been working.
Yeah.
I just wanted to read this text because I thought it fit so well when you talked about how good the magnification is and how far you can see with them. And it was a fun one from Dave in San Diego. Said, hey, just a side story for some more gyro fun with my Frasers. Last September, when Jupiter was close to the Earth, was closest in the past 59 years. I pulled out my Frasers, fired them up, and I found it in the sky and was easily able to see several of the moons of Jupiter. It was a very cool once-in-a-lifetime moment. And that was from Dave in San Diego.
Whoa. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty rad, right?
Yeah. So you could use them for astronomy.
There you go.
Take them out to the desert with you.
We use them for everything.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
It's a lifetime investment. If you're a young angler, you're on a sport boat, and you ever want to get invited to the wheelhouse with the crew, bring some gyros.
Bring your gyros.
You're welcome in the bridge. Every boat I ever got on with gyros, they're like, hey, what are those? Boom, pulled them out. Like, oh, wow, what are these? I mean, this was years ago, but.
And so this is, again, an investment. And Darren from Capitol Beach is asking, why are gyros so expensive, and at what point do you see the prices coming down?
I don't see prices coming down because of labor involved, because they're handmade.
Yeah.
Even Fujinon sells a gyro, and it's all handmade. It's labor intensive. It's a very precise device. The only way the price will ever come down, and there were Frasier engineers that have on paper a digital gyro, but the problem is the market's so small, and it doesn't pencil out monetarily.
Right. It was going to cost them so much money to get this thing made that eventually, if everybody in the world were buying them, then maybe it makes sense. But everybody in the world isn't buying these.
Yeah, the technology.
We're buying these.
The technology's there to have a compass in it. Like, you can't put a compass on it now because it's magnets involved with a motor and all that, and compass doesn't work. But you could have digital compasses. You could have a Bluetooth to your GPS and give you compass cord. All kinds of technology is there. It's on paper.
Sure.
But it doesn't pencil out to build it because the customer base
isn't big enough.
It's just not
because
there.
When the military went away from it, it just basically isn't.
Well, and I mean, you know, fortunately, you don't buy a bunch of pears. Like I it's an investment for life, exactly as you said. Like I own my pear, and I, you know, I don't know when I'm going to have to buy another pair, but like I've had my glasses for over 10 years and you know, it's a big investment, but it's an investment you'll have for a lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, really the only other, like back to the previous question of the maintenance is there's nothing. Take, you know, if you're not going to use them for a year, take the batteries out, clean the lenses, and that's it. You keep it dry. Don't put it.
Do you always take the batteries out when you store them?
I never take the batteries out.
You don't.
I don't either.
I'm going to use them again.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm never going to go more than a month or two without pulling them out and looking at something. I mean, I'm looking at my driveway. I'm looking out. Oh, what is that? Oh, there's porpoise school out there.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I use it all the time.
So rad.
Oh, what's that police helicopter doing over my house?
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're also going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.